First of all, why don't you give me your name and title?
John Wiemers. I'm with the National Animal Identification Staff for USDA.
Well, one of the things we heard today was an overview of NACE at this point. Let's just start with the history. It doesn't seem like it's been that many years that you've been working on this.
Well, actually, USDA's been relying on animal identification for many, many years, and it's all been hinged to disease eradication programs. The United States Department of Agriculture was born out of a disease problem with bovine pleuropneumonia in the western United States. So with the ability that we had to lend our hand to eradicating that disease, it became an agency unto itself to address the needs of animal agriculture and eradicating disease. And throughout the history, we've relied on our identification methods to help us to find the disease, control the disease, identify animals that would have been vaccinated, or animals that have been reactors to the disease. Our success in eradicating those diseases has left us with a void in animal identification because the number of animals that are vaccinated is dwindling rapidly, and so those identification tags that would be put on vaccinated animals aren't there. The animals that would be tagged as a result of being tested for a disease are no longer there. The animals that have been identified because it's a requirement for interstate movement of animals that are affected is not there. So a population that was once well identified in the height of our eradication programs for such diseases as brucellosis and tuberculosis, that population is now very, very poorly identified with official identification. So we really left with a void. And what we're doing is with the National Animal Identification System is not really coming up with something new, but coming up with something that will fill that void and provide us a standardized method of identification and tracking that will help us in the event of any disease, not just the targeted diseases of concern.
So at this point, then, where do you stand as far as animal identification?
Well, The system itself we envision as being three-pronged. The first is to identify the premises where animals might be located, either the farms where they're produced, or it could be a sale barn or an auction market where the animals pass through. It could be a livestock slaughter plant or an exhibition place or a rendering facility or a diagnostic laboratory where animals would end up. Those types of things we're calling premises, and to be able to quickly identify the premises that are involved is really key to defining the scope of an outbreak or to finding out, defining the scope so that we can decide how big is this outbreak, how many people will it take to handle it, what resources do we need to assemble to quell the outbreak and take care of it. So that's paramount. That's fundamental to the whole thing. The next phase of it is identifying animals with a unique official standardized method of identification. And that is simply a system that's called what we call Animal Identification Number, AIN, and we're building an AIN management system. The next phase is taking those animals that are identified and showing when they move between officially identified premises. So it's a tracking system we refer to. So where are we at with premises registration? Well, premises registration systems are in place in all 50 states, two territories of Puerto Rico and Virgin Islands, and several tribes are using premises registration today. We estimate that there's somewhere around 1.4 million premises in the United States, and we've registered almost 300,000, so we're at about a little over 20%. Our goal is to have 25% registered by January of 2007, so we're on target for that. We hope to have all of the premises registered by January of 2009, so we've got a ways to go to get there. As far as animal identification, we do have an animal identification number management system in place. We have several identification devices that have been approved, and they're very close to being marketed to the public. As far as the tracking system is concerned, we're working with industry groups to build what are called animal trace process systems, where this private sector can collect the movement records and make them available for animal health officials to access when needed. So we're still working on that system.
In this process, what have you found to be the most challenging? The fact that you've got, that you can't have a one-size-fits-all system. That's why you have these different species working groups. How do you think that can be addressed?
Well, I think the biggest challenge is communicating what we'd like to do effectively, and to be able to take it and make the message concise and clear and yet be detailed at the same time. Because it's hard to meet the needs of the people that want all the fine details and still meet the needs of the people that want a brief overview. So I think that's the challenge, is getting the system explained. Really, the system in its basic description is very easy. 1, 2, 3. Identify the premises, identify the animals, track the animals. 1, 2, 3. But as they say, the devil's in the details, and people by their own nature tend to read between the lines, and as they read things, they assume things, our challenge is to engage people with concerns and resolve their concerns and not alienate anybody. So that's really our challenge, I think.
All right, very good. Thank you very much.